Hey guys, I'm being a little more consistent with the posting of episodes, and I'm really proud of myself. It's not that it's hard or that it's time consuming, because it's really like, it's not. Sometimes, I don't know, I just feel like I have to have something worth saying. I can't just, you know, spit stuff out. I can, but, you know, and there'll be times where I'll record something and it's just not hitting the way I wanted it to, or like maybe my message isn't clear enough, or I'm just like forcing myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that I had to learn to stop doing. I had to learn to stop forcing certain things and to just let things happen organically, which actually is a great segue into the topic of conversation, which is children. So I'm 34. I'm going to be 35 on February 6th, right? And when I was younger, I've always wanted a big family because I'm the only child. I'm a raised an only child. I have a sister from my father's side. From my father, I don't know my father's side. It's just him. I don't know the rest of them. But I have a sister from my father, but we weren't raised together. We both live in the same state, and we've met, and we've, you know, became close, and we have a bond and a relationship or whatever. But as far as being raised, I was raised as an only child with just my mom. It's only always been my mom and I, right? And I've wanted a big family because I come from a small family. And y'all, parenthood is a scam. And I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but like, I can't... And some people, I'm speechless. I'm speechless because I have so much to say. And so, you know, I'm getting older, and obviously, you know, my mom has asked me quite a few times, and what about the kid? And a kid? And a kid? You know? And I'm just like, Mom, I don't want kids. And she's just like, oh, well, no, well, you'll find the right guy. And I'm like, no, it doesn't have anything to do with the right guy. Like, yes, that's obviously a factor, but I'm trying, or I'm taking precautions to avoid having a child. And it's not like a woman's decision could have absolutely nothing to do with a man or men. And it's I think it's hard for people to understand that. I feel like time, money, mental health, availability, both emotional availability and physical availability, like all of these things are a factor. And having a partner may or may not add or subtract to that, right? Also, although we would like to think that marriage is forever and you down for someone 10 toes deep and you think someone's down for you, anything can happen. Anything out of your control can happen where a child can lose their parent. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be through divorce or whether it be through a tragedy or anything, a move, whatever the case may be. It's just very risky. Like, parenthood is a gamble. And like, I wouldn't go to the casino and gamble my rent money and hope that I win double or triple. Or like, I'm not going to be like, I all or nothing. I feel like that's what parenthood is. I feel like I'm taking a huge gamble on my life. And a lot of moms I've actually come across a lot of moms who have told me not to have any and who have been like, yeah, I love my kids, but if I had a chance to go back, I wouldn't have had them. Or they would say, I love my kids and I wanted kids, but if I knew what parenthood really was, actually was, I wouldn't have had them. Or, don't get me wrong, I love my kids, but I always advise not to have them. And it's like, I know what my mother went through with me, you know, and not even on the fact of like my attitude. Like, yeah, we had the traditional, typical mother-daughter relationship. We bumped heads. We argued. We went in, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's an Aquarius, I'm an Aquarius. She was raised by a single mother. Like, my grandma was the same. My grandmother and her was the same way. Both strong-headed, independent individuals, very opinionated, very in your face, very outspoken, and I'm the same way. I'm the same exact way. And one, I don't want to pass that down to my child, which I don't think I will, because I feel like I'm of a different generation. And my mother has told me, you know, when my grandmother passed away, I didn't necessarily like my grandmother, but I loved her because, you know, she was my grandmother, but I didn't particularly care for her, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't, it was a love that I think it's built in, or like when you care for someone, it's built in, or like, I think maybe in some ways I can be an empath where I'm just like, man, you know, that's my grandma, but I didn't really, like, she passed away, didn't care, didn't, unaffected, absolutely unaffected, do not miss her, none of that, right? And so my mother noticed that about me. Like, she was just like, wow, like I went to New York when she passed away because my mom was like crying and it's like her mom and all that stuff. And I literally told my mom, I'm sorry for your loss. Like, cause I didn't know what to say. Like, I did not care that she passed. And I'm like, well, I mean, she's old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, look, like, you know what I mean? And my mother actually didn't apologize to me, but she was like, you know, if I knew what I know now, I would have raised you a lot differently. So I took it as an apology, but it wasn't. She's like old fashioned in a way. In ways, she's old fashioned, but she's, you know, she's fucking cool. But in certain ways, she has an old fashioned mentality where she will not apologize to me. Like, she's the mom, I'm the daughter, she's right, I'm wrong. But when she said that to me, I was like, wow, it's hitting her. Like, I think it's hitting her that, like, that someone can grow up to just not care about you. And I felt like those were certain traits that my mother had, that my grandmother instilled in my mother, that my mother just couldn't control or didn't want to, or, you know, it was just involuntary. Like, some people are who they are. They're born who they are. Some people were raised to be who they are. And I think my mother was raised to be who she is. And, you know, she's not going to change. So I had to, like, try to work around her. And I know that I do have a lot of her in me. Not a lot, but I have enough to where I'm like, I don't want to have a kid. Like, I don't want to pass this down. I don't want to, you know, be like this. But I feel like the awareness is a difference. Like, I feel like just the fact that I'm aware of that is amazing in itself, you know, where she wasn't aware of it. It was the same thing. It's like, well, I'm a single parent. I gotta be extra strict on you. You don't have a dad. I gotta be extra tough. I gotta give you extra ass whippings. I gotta be harder on you than everybody else because I don't want people to say that you didn't turn out good because you didn't have a father. And my grandmother was the same way. But aside from that, it's just like, I work, right? Like everyone does, or most people do. I work from home. Like, when I get off of work, the last thing I want to do is deal with a child. The last thing I want to do is, I don't even like to talk to anybody. People will call me. I will not pick up my phone. Like, me and my close friend, we have to do, like, phone dates. Like, and we schedule it, like, 2 months apart or 1 month apart. Like, I spoke to her 2 weekends ago. I'm probably not going to meet her until, like, December. Like, it's just really like that. I can text, but when I get out of work, the solitude, the level of solitude that I crave, I just can't have that with a child. And it's a hit and miss. Like, people are like, no, once you have a child, I'm telling you, you're going to change. You're going to want to spend time with your child. Like, it's different. Like, because you love your child, you're going to want to be like, oh man, I can't wait to get out of work to go be with my child. And I just don't. I'm like, nah, I don't see it. Like, but then it's something where it's like, you have to have the child to see it, but it could happen and it could not happen. I could be just like those women that are like, man, I wouldn't have had this kid if I knew this is what it was. And now with the way the world is, I just feel like, I don't need to bring new life into this world. There's enough life into this world. And I feel like the life that's in this world needs to be worked on. Like, there is enough children that need love and care and support and resources and good food and, you know, opportunity. You know, I feel like, why would I bring another kid into this world? So I think I'm like solid on that. I'm not like before I was like open to it, you know what I mean? But I'm just like, I don't see it. Like, I don't see myself getting pregnant or giving birth. That in itself is such a health risk, even no matter what age you are, you know? And it's just everything. I'm like, I just like doing my own thing. Even if my own thing is doing nothing, you can't do nothing when you have a kid. Like, I'm not trying to wake up at the crack of dawn every day forever, which is going to feel like that. Like, I'm not trying to do all that. It's too much. So, which brings me to my next topic of adoption, which is kind of like iffy to some people, but I feel like it's a great idea when you talk about it. But I feel like people still like, oh, why don't you just have your own? Like what? Like what? And I saw I don't know if I said this here or somewhere, but someone posted a meme on Facebook with the whole you know, abortion laws and things getting passed, and you know, what is it, Roe versus Wade or whatever, and. It wasn't a meme. Someone reposted someone else's Twitter post. And the Twitter post said, banning abortion is the same thing as ignoring all the children that are in foster care. Now, I feel like having children is the same thing as ignoring all the kids in foster care. You know, obviously everyone could have their own kid, but I'm saying it's the same thing. It's literally the same exact thing. People are literally ignoring all the children that need, you know, a safe place to live, a family, a village. Love, care, support, someone to advocate for them, someone to vouch for them. And people just keep having kids. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know what? I feel like that's either I'm going to get into fostering, because I don't want to, like, if I adopt a kid, I don't want no baby. I'm not with the diapers. Yo no estoy en eso. I am not into the diaper potty training. aspect. And I know people are like, wow, it's a milestone, and I'm good. There's enough people wanting to adopt babies, so I would want to adopt children that are already, like, too, I guess, above the age range of most people's adoption wants, because mostly everyone wants babies. Or maybe like young toddlers, but I would do like a 6-year-old, like someone who knows how to wipe their own ass. You know what I mean? Like someone who knows how to pee, you know, might need some help, you know, but a kid who just is just, you know, that's, you know, a kid who just sleeps till at least 6 a.m., 7 a.m. You know, I just don't want to start from zero. I don't want no newborn, you know. And like, I do like kids, some kids. And I would love to still have a big family, but like, and I know it's expensive, though. I think it's, I think I'm assuming adoption is expensive, and you know, and I am assuming that's why people don't do it, but I would love still a big family. I just don't want to give birth to no motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to raise nobody from zero, from scratch. That's too much. You got to sleep train. Then you got to like, I'm not with that. But I also know from someone that I know who was in foster care, it's a, you know, having, adopting children is a whole nother level of care and of like how to handle it, how to navigate that. You know, you're basically putting your own family together. I'm plucking kids out of their norm, even though they don't want to be in their norm, they want a new norm, but it's still, these, they're changing. It's not like they're born into it, you know, but it's the adjustment. That's what I mean. The adjustment for a child to be adopted is a lot. And I mean, she's told me stories, but that's kind of my take on it. Like, and I feel like women shouldn't feel that having a kid is a missing puzzle piece that completes a woman, that makes a woman complete. Because I had to like let it go. Like, my purpose in life is not to have kids. My purpose in life is not to, that doesn't make up, you know, my existence. Just because I can bear children, that doesn't mean that not doing that makes me incomplete in some way, shape, or form. And I also, I didn't even talk about men, because I'm just talking about me, but I also, it's a risk nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, men don't stay. Not only that, men, even if men do stay, the men that do stay, the men that are great dads, they still don't do as much as the woman. A woman always does the majority of the work, like the important stuff. You know, normally, this is a blanket statement. Obviously, not everyone falls into the norm or the stereotype. Like, if a kid gets hurt in school, or if a kid gets sick, who's taking off from work to take the kid to the doctor? The mother. Like, who's cooking dinner? Who's making sure everything is together? Like, who has the kids' insurance information? Like, who's got the doctor on speed dial? Who does the school call for anything? The mom. 9 times out of 10, it's the mom. And the dad is just there for support, for like backup, like an assistant parent. And I think that a lot of men, or some men, get caught up in the illusion of being a parent. Like, they don't want to be a father. They just want the title. Like, because babies are cute. And let me tell you something. A man can do a quarter of a thing a woman does, and he will get so much respect and praise for it. A man could take a picture on Instagram holding his daughter. All of a sudden, hella praises from men, from women. You know, a man can be tying his kid's shoelace and post it. And then, like, all of a sudden, he gets this overwhelming amount of praise. But a woman, it's like it's expected for a woman. It's expected for a woman to be a good parent. And it's expected of a woman to be a parent. It's expected of for a woman to take the brunt of a lot of things. You know, and I am just not with that, you know. So, yeah, there's just a lot of reasons why I just don't want to conceive my own children. And I feel like with adoption or fostering, it's I'm not connected to a man. Like, a man didn't help me make this child. I don't feel the obligation to make anything work because, you know, I had kids with him. Or to feel like, I don't know. I just don't want that forever eternal connection to a man. Even though being biological or not doesn't make you any more or less of a family. You know, obviously, if I have a partner, a boyfriend, or husband, he would obviously have to be on board. You know, and you know, you have your family or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like I'm not trying to have a child connect me to no person for the rest of my life. And I also feel like, look, my mother had me because she wanted to have me. Everyone has kids because they want to have kids. I feel like that is the most selfish thought. It's like, it's selfish to have a kid just because you want to have kids. And it's selfish to get an abortion because you want an abortion. I feel like if I don't have money, like surplus of money where my kid doesn't need to have or want for anything, not necessarily that I'm going to spoil, but I mean, like, you know, parents be having kids and their kids, like, I'm like, okay, my mother was a single mom. She knew my father was not a good candidate. She still had a kid with him because she wanted a kid. And it's like, you know, some people will have kids in not the best circumstances and then say, like, that their kid is the best thing to ever happen to them. But are you the best thing to ever happen to your child? And I hear people say that women and women be supporting other women. Like, yeah, my kids saved me. They don't understand. I don't know where I would be without them. Like, that is so fucking selfish. And I feel like I'm literally the only person to feel that way. Because I'm like, no one else sees anything wrong with this. Like, it's the same way with a man. Oh my God, my girl saved me. Or like, you know, a man is not in the best circumstances to bring another person into his life, but he does it anyway. And then, like, they spiral into fucking nothing. And then she ends up, like, regretting everything. And it's the same shit, you know? Like, a child is not supposed to save you. A child is not supposed to make you feel like you have a purpose. Like, that's not a child's responsibility. And 9 times out of 10, I want to say 100% of the time. No, I'm going to say 9 times out of 10 before somebody say, like, no, not me. It's not true. It must just be the people you know. the majority of the time when a woman says that her child saved her, because if not, she would have not known where she would have been without her kids, or you know, whatever the case may be. Once they put that responsibility on their child is suffering. Their child is struggling. For your child to save you, that means you weren't right mentally or financially or spiritually. You wasn't healthy in some way, shape, or form, or you didn't have the funds for this kid. And the kid saved you because the kid was the only thing that you had going for you. That's and having a kid is not an accomplishment. It's not a flex. It's not an accomplishment. You had unprotected sex. You got pregnant. Big fucking deal. 9 times out of 10, when a woman talks about her child saved her, like, the child struggled. The child, you didn't provide the best life for that child. And it sounds fucked up, but that's how I see it. I feel like if I do have a kid, well, one, if I got pregnant and let's say, you know, shit happens and I got pregnant or my birth control wasn't 100%, which none of it is, or a condom break or whatever, it's like, I'm not going to get an abortion because I feel like I'm too old for that. Like, I'm too old to get an abortion. But I'm not going to plan to have a kid, and I'm not going to, what's the word? I love sex, you know, and I'm not saying that every man I have sex with is boyfriend material, because that's not what I be wanting. Sometimes I just be wanting to get it in, right? But I'm not going to be serious with a man or be in a relationship with a man if I don't see them as a father potential. Because in case if we get knocked up, I need to know he's ready. He's going to get ready if he's not ready. Like, I wouldn't date someone that's like, nah, I never want kids. Yeah, if you get kids, I want you to get an abortion. Like, if we get pregnant, you doing this, isn't that a third? No. I want someone that's like going to roll with the punches. But I wouldn't plan to have a child right now because, I mean, the amount of surplus of money that I would like to have before I have a child, like I need to be in the top 5%. I need to make six figures, high six figures, you know, like I can't, or maybe mid six, you know, but I can't, like, because now even $100,000 ain't cutting it. A family of three, that's nothing. You know, like, I just can't, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And then I'm 35. I retire in 20 years. That doesn't sound like it's a long, it sounds like it's a long time from now, but it's not. 20 years will go by quick. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of reasons why I don't particularly want a kid, you know, and I feel like there's this whole mom movement, you know, and I feel like a lot of women on social media, they like to paint motherhood in a picture of like an influencer kind of way. Like, you know, you got to put your kids in the nicest clothes, make them look cute. They want to be little, you know, they want to take the pictures of their kids 24/7 to post on social media so we can see how cute they are, because parenthood is amazing. But they don't be posting like the times your daughter be answering you back, or when they be lying to you, or when they be fucking, you know, or when you struggle to pay this bill because your kid needs that, when you're like, damn, what the fuck did I do with my life? Like, you know, I'm not where I want to be, or, you know, everything, or like when you feel like, damn, like, should I have had kids? Nobody shares their intimate thoughts of that. And I've heard people in privacy tell me, not that I've heard, they told me, so obviously I heard, that they told me they're like, that it's not easy. But when you go on social media, it's like kids are an accessory. You dress them up, they talk cute, you teach them two languages, and then like everyone wants a kid. But nah, I'm not with all that. Well, anyway, thank y'all for listening. Did I tell you I was newly single? Did I say it? I gotta tell you about that. I gotta tell you about that. Next episode.